with the arm.
No, I landed on my shoulder and I think messed up my AC joint. So I'm in a little bit of pain, but that's all right.
When you have something like that early, is it, do you have to ask the coaches to go back in? Or?
No, I mean, it's up to the player to go back in. And I mean, we came in here and made sure nothing was broken. And, you know, fortunately was able to go out there and finish the game. But, I mean, it is what it is.
Do you guys feel good about this one top to bottom tonight?
Sure, a lot better than a loss. I mean, this is where it starts. You know, the reality is we got to make up a game on, you know, Detroit. Obviously, they're in the lead and get to see them again later down the road. But, you know, we're going to have our work cut out for us. Obviously, we put ourselves in this position. But, I mean, this was a good team undefeated at home when we came in here. And, we still played better. But we came in here and got the victory. And ultimately, I mean, that's really all that matters. So, it's a start. I mean, it's good to get that feeling back in here again. Hopefully, it's contagious, and you know, we can keep that moving forward next week into Houston.
How'd you feel about moving inside?
I felt natural going back in there. Obviously, you know, just picking up the defense, some of the new terminology was difficult with a week's notice. But, you know, I thought for the most part, it was business as usual. And, you know, fortunately, we got a lead early enough in the game to where, you know, they could bring me a little bit more and didn't have to kind of sit there and play a true traditional inside backer. And I feel like that's when I'm at my best at the inside. So, you know, I played it for a year and a half. So going back inside, there was a little rust. But for the most part, I felt like you know, I read my keys, was at where I needed to. And, you know, one for the shoulder, I felt like I probably would have been a little more involved in some plays later in the game.
How different, if at all, was this defense in terms of preparation this week after obviously what had gone, you know, really, really wrong the last couple of weeks?
I mean, nothing really changed for us as far as preparation-wise. Obviously, we had to take it upon ourselves to – you know, see where we're at, the status of the team, especially on defense. And, you know, I know, as I keep saying, I know you can't use injuries as an excuse, but the reality is, you know, was exactly that. And we got some guys back tonight. It really helped make some of those key plays when we needed to. And, you know, ultimately that was the difference. It was, you know, making those stops, whereas opposed to the big plays we gave up in weeks prior. I think the big plays are you know, kind of what did us in these past several weeks, especially when they got a comfortable lead. But offense came out, you know, firing on all cylinders, especially on that first drive. And, you know, we kind of had the momentum moving forward throughout the game, or at least could dictate, you know, where we wanted the direction of the game to go, which was good, which we haven't had in many weeks.
A lot of long, sustained drives by the offense tonight. How wonderful is that for you guys?
Oh, it's great. I mean, anytime they can, you know, keep us on the bench and just kind of run that clock down, you know, it helps us out on defense, especially when they're putting points up on the board and not just, you know, going three and out. So I think that was the biggest thing is the fact that those drives were turning into points. You know, touchdowns early on and field goals, and, you know, defense, you know, did just enough to, you know, force them in a position where, you know, they weren't able to score points or at least do what they're, you know, good at.
Clay, did you hurt your shoulder in that end around play?
Yeah.